education. And preliminary admissions data, I know that the board will be pleased with this number, that preliminary admissions data for fall 2013 indicates an increase over last year in the number of African-American new freshmen admits who have declared, this is the operative word, their intention to enroll in the fall. This is truly good news, and I know that the board has been very deeply concerned about the declining numbers of African-American students. Moving on, in terms of diversity, the new director of the Great Cities Institute is Latina. An outstanding Latina scholar will lead the new Latino Research Consortium. There are now three African-American coaches at UIC, and the new director of the Career Services at UIC is Asian, so we're moving ahead with our diversity initiative. Another point of pride for us is our current student success plan. I'm not going to say much about that given our time here, but I know that the board and we are deeply concerned about the persistence and graduation rates of our students. So we have, as a community of scholars, delved deeply into various literatures about ways to improve our persistence and graduation rates. We have now an undergraduate success center that is helping to identify at-risk students through advising and referral. We have a data-driven advising tool purchased to support advising by calculating a student's fit for various majors. And more importantly, we are looking at implementing software in coordination with the various colleges that will send a message to a student advisor when a student is having academic difficulty in order to promptly assist that student, so that there is considerable success in their journey and time at UIC. Next slide.
Thank you very much. The one additional thing that happened in the last two or three months is the process of the fund that you've created for Illinois Ventures for technology enhancement and commercialization. And thank you for your vision in that process, and glad to hear this going forward.
Well, we owe you a note of appreciation, as well as Vice President Shook, for your consistent support. We were, as you know, this was an evolving process, and we were delighted to have an article published in the Chicago Tribune about UIC's fund. And as I was looking at the revenue generated from licensing and commercialization, I noticed that in FY12, UIC produced $17.1 million in revenue, and the University of Michigan only produced 13.8%, $8 million in revenue. So we're doing quite well. And for FY13, even though this is just the end of May, we're at $10.4 million. And according to Nancy Sullivan, we have about $8.7 million is expected in May. So we're looking at maybe $19 million. So this is truly, again, I thank you for your support. And I want to thank Nancy Sullivan for hanging in with us as we went through the process.
Very good.
And just two other final comments. I want to thank our alumni, who are truly a source of pride. Recently, UIC received a $6.5 million gift from Ken Hill and Loanne Hill to support the naming of our bioengineering center. And of course, we will pursue the appropriate protocol through the university so that we can have approval for naming that entity. And I think I'm going to stop here. I could go on and on. But these are points of pride that I wanted to share with the board. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much. We'll now go into the committee reports. And unfortunately, you're going to have to put up with me for the first one. I will give a report of the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee meeting, which was held May the 13th at 1 p.m. Members of the committee present, constituting a quorum, were Trustees McMillan, Strobel, Courts, Montgomery, and Student Trustee Tinkin. Also present was Student Trustee Pileski, and I believe Student Trustee Ken Thomas also joined the meeting in process. Also, as always, Treasurer McKeever was present as well. The minutes of the committee meeting of February 25th were approved without corrections, additions, or deletions. Three design presentations were made to the committee by architect design firms First of all, for here in Chicago, the Curtis Granderson